what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, the Patreon exclusive show where I go online, I find a top 10 list, I bring it back to Tim and bear it on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Tim, what up, man?
Would you ever believe when we first did The Shit List as a KFGD post show
this
years
is a,
ago?
As a point, random idea.
Just for fun.
Hey, yeah, let's just look at a top 10 list. There's not much to talk about. There's not a question to talk about here. Let's get a random top 10 list and talk about it.
And here we are.
We
here
got a
we
fucking set for The Shit List, dude.
Yeah, it's Holy fantastic cow, man. Stuff, man. I can't wait to see what list you brought for me today.
Well, Tim, I brought a list specifically for you today. The list is the 10 best three-stage Pokemon evolutions.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Brought to you by The Gamer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I give, I take away. This is Gabrielle from The Gamer. This is published October 10th, 2022, so about a week ago.
Okay.
Best three-stage Pokemon evolutions.
All right. So I feel like it's going to be starter heavy because starters are favorites.
For sure.
Inherently. And they all have three stages, right? And I would say that for the most part, most first and third stage starters are beloved. You know, yes. The second stage sometimes can be a little iffy. And that rule's not always true. But I definitely think we're going to get a lot of representation from starters. And I think you got to have Charmander, Charmeleon, yes. Charizard. I feel like that's going to be the number one.
1,000%, I agree.
Probably. Unless there's a three stage that people also fuck with the second stage, because Charmeleon is not loved.
Now, do we count? Oh, we gotta count actually. Pichu, Pikachu, Raichu. That's just three.
Yeah,
stages.
That is. That
it's
is
funny because it's on two levels, right? One, I don't know if they've added more in the recent generations, but then also, you often forget Pichu, right? Because Pichu came through later on.
And there was a weird technicality, too, where Pichu was a baby Pokemon. There was the eggs. And then, if I remember correctly, they didn't even call it stage one. Like, it was, like, Pikachu was still stage one, and then Raichu was stage two.
Really?
That might have changed over time.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, a region thing when they first introduced it, right?
There was the region dex thing as well. But I mean, back that was just Gen 2, so that was still the same.
They were finding the rules and shit.
Yeah, and also like Johto and Kanto were like combined, so they were separate regions, but they were still the same part of the. And then eventually there's the national decks. I digress. Mm-hmm. What other ones are we thinking? What jumps to mind first for you?
I mean, the starters jump to mind first, and I know this list can't be populated with just starters. But yeah, I think Charmander to Charizard for sure has got to be on there. I would think maybe Squirtle to Blastoise because like that's a fucking banger ass one.
I can guarantee you Bulbasaur to Venusaur will not be
there.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I think maybe out of a top 10 list, maybe you have two more like starter ones.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, the first one that came into my mind besides the starters was Dratini. And up to Dragonair, Dragonite.
Yes.
But my thing is, it shouldn't. Like,
interesting.
It is one of the doofiest evolution lines of all time. How the fuck do you go from Dratini to Dragonair to this doofus ass Dragonite? Now, shout out to my boy.
Wait, you don't fuck with Dragonite.
Oh, I do, but like, can we even pretend for a second he's not the doofiest cool thing ever existed? 1,000%.
Like, when you, was it the anime that had a Charizard versus Dragonite
fight?
And like, you look at these two and you're like, well, one is obviously superior here and it's Charizard, but then I think Dragonite probably beat Charizard's ass if I remember correctly.
It's just so funny to think about too, because like, Dragonite is so different looking. Like, when you look at that line, you're like, something went wrong here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple examples of that in especially the early Pokemon where you look at it and you're just like I'm blanking right now, but it's like the Venonat to Venomoth. And it's like, you're telling me that Venonat wasn't supposed to turn into Butterfree? Because
That's a great point.
They look very similar.
Now, speaking of that, Caterpie to Butterfree. I know Metapod fucking sucks.
Bro.
But like Butterfree,
dude,
though.
Metapod sucks. Although I did like his one episode early on in the anime.
I mean, Hardened. If Hardened's your only move, there's something special there. Caterpie will always hold a very special place in my heart. When I was growing up, Caterpie, my favorite Pokemon. Would you believe that? When I first played Pokemon, my very first time, I was so obsessed with Caterpie that I was like, you know what? Caterpie is my starter. Like, I'm going to choose whatever the fuck I have to, but I'm going to go out, I'm going to catch a Caterpie, and that's going to be my Pokemon. And it was. So the very
please,
end.
Please that tell is, me you took it to the very end of the game. And
oh, of course I did. That is nuisance are you kidding
behavior.
Me?
That is nuisance behavior. I can't fuck with that.
That is true. So that is true.
Are we thinking Caterpie is going to be on this list?
I don't. No. I love that you're there, but I think not.
I'm gonna put out there Pidgey to Pidgeot.
Ah, you're thinking too early.
But I'm also, I'm thinking a lot of Gen 1, but I think that's you're because of the anime.
You're thinking like the anime, you're thinking even the earliest of early, because like even right now what we're talking, like the, you know, the Pokemon have the numbers 1 to 150, like we're talking about like, I think like Caterpie was like, what, number 11 or something like that, and then Pidgey was like number 16.
We fuck with Pidgeotto is the thing.
Oh, like, Pidgeotto's the, like if you're talking I have about, the if hair you're talking that about I second do stage? Because of Pidgeotto.
Second stage Pokemon that's fire, Pidgeotto.
Pidgeotto, I think, is the number one. Pidgeotto is the, I think, only second stage that I keep over. I don't evolve them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you stay here. Just like Cyndaquil, whenever I play and I choose Cyndaquil, I never evolve him. He stays this little dude. He's a badass level 100, Cyndaquil.
Rightfully so.
No, Cyndaquil is another one I was going to bring up in terms of starters. Cyndaquil.
I mean, I freaking love him. I don't think he's going to get love, though.
Well, what's the name of his last one? I was going to say Blaziken.
Are you standing up and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why can't I think of... Is Cyndaquil...
I see
him. It's cool, though. I like him.
Hold on.
He seems...
I have Blaziken in my...
Teddy bear stance.
Oh, Miracle Lava. Oh, Typhlosion.
Typhlosion. Yeah. I feel like maybe Totodile to Feraligatr is going to get the nod there. I think so.
Interesting.
If we're going to get
because
one
Totodile's final form is fucking sick.
Yeah.
I'm putting you down as... the Feraligatr.
Yeah.
I'm putting me down as Cyndaquil. And also, I put myself down as Pidgey.
I mean, I would love if Pidgeotto gets a shout there. But the thing is, when it comes to the later gens and stuff, like none are even popping into my mind that aren't like just starters. I'm trying to think of like, once you get to the more legendary types, they're usually not three-stage evolutions.
No.
You know? And so a lot of the more iconic Pokemon, I think, that people love aren't three stages. The three-staged ones, I think, are more of like a... the long term, you start the game with them and build up with
that's,
it.
And I think that's why like I start early when it comes to Gen 1. Because like also what came to mind was Nidoran. Nidoran has a three stage, right? I'm not tripping.
Nidoran, Nidorino, Nidoking, or Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put that in there. Okay, I got two for you.
Mm-hmm.
Abra, Kadabra, Alka, motherfucking Zam.
Oh
yes!
Fucking fire ass!
Oh, with the fire,
name,
dude!
Fire convention only. Like yes. That dude. Is the coolest.
No, but also they're all dope.
Yep.
Like all of them are dope. That's another example though where I prefer Kadabra over Alakazam.
Oh, I agree. Really? I agree. Yeah, Kadabra's dope.
Kadabra just looks so cool, and then Alakazam is just a little too much. Just a little too much. He's an old guy. I'm not an old guy fan.
Now, on the other hand, right?
Wow, Tim is an ageist classic Tim over here.
Hey, you know?
The opposite hand would be, I forget what order this is, but Haunter, Gengar, or Ghastly, Ghastly, Haunter. Whoop. Tim kicked something. Is his audio still working?
I think I'm good.
Oh, God, everything's broken.
Is it really?
No. No, actually, we lost an SDI cable somewhere, because if you see in the front shot there, I'll come in and fix it. We'll just stay on this
I
shot.
See it. I see it.
He's going to fix it.
Tim, let me do it. Just in case.
His microphone is working, though.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay,
hear you.
That's fine.
That was me, guys. That was my bad.
So first, it's our first day in the studio. We're working things out. We're learning not to kick things. But yes, Ghastly, Gengar. I'm writing down. All right, the ones I have written down currently are Charmander, Squirtle, Dragonite, Abra, Ghastly. I'm going to write down Caterpie for myself. I also wrote down Pidgey and Cyndaquil for myself, and then I wrote down for Tim Feraligatr. That's
Sorry,
where we're sitting at
right
going
now. Back to where I was before I broke the studio, I was excited because you brought a banger answer, which is Ghastly, Haunter, Gengar, which honestly should be number one on this list.
Wow, number one.
I mean, think about it. Everyone loves Gengar. Like, Gengar is like one of the Pokemon, right? You add on to that, Ghastly, fine, whatever, but it's still, I'd say for a stage one, pretty iconic. And a Haunter's dope as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm right there with you. Now, there's no way, like, I think we have banger answers here. There's no way this is the list because this is all Gen 1
it's
and 2.
It's all Gen 1 and 2, yeah. Which, hey, that just says a lot about me and you.
Yeah,
plus.
Exactly.
But I mean, like, okay, let's think Gen 3.
Gen
Again,
3.
Thinking of three stages is difficult for me. Like, I can't place it that
I'm
aren't
gonna,
starters.
I'm going to throw one out there that's controversial, maybe, because I know people were sick of the firefighting type at this point, but Litten to what's the final form of Litten where he's like the wrestler?
Oh yeah,
that's not
Incineroar.
Game, Incineroar.
Incineroar.
Yeah. I feel like Blaziken, the Torchic to Blaziken route is probably going to get a shout.
Yeah, I like that.
That's Gen 3.
All right, let's hop into it. Without further ado, the 10 best 3 stage Pokemon evolutions from the gamer. We're starting off with our number 10, Togekiss. That's Togepi.
Oh, damn. Okay, they're getting wild with this because that is a evolution line that they added to later. Togekiss was not a Gen 2.
They write here, arguably one of the purest Pokemon. The Togekiss line was iconic from its debut. We met Togepi in the Pokemon anime when it claimed Misty as its mother, since she was the first thing it saw when it hatched, and we all continue to fall in love from there. Togepi evolves into Togetic with high friendship, and then again into Togekiss with the help of a shiny stone.
Yo, the Pokemon anime was wild, because they would just be like, hey, y'all, here's just some new Pokemon that, like, y'all know the 150, but no, guess what?
Here's a fucking egg.
Here's just his egg. What? Oh, it's Togepi, and you're like, what is going on here? Yep. And that wasn't the only time they did it. When we see Pokemon the first movie, we get Pikachu's vacation in the beginning. All of a sudden, Meryl's there, and we're all like, for like, years, we're like, that's Pikabloo. Literally, that motherfucker's Pikabloo.
The first episode of the anime, we see Ho-Oh.
The first episode, we see Ho-Oh.
That's still the wildest thing ever.
It really is, where they were just like, you know what? We're introducing this world. What does Ash see? Ho-Oh. Fly by. And it doesn't even fully look like Ho-Oh. That's the other weird thing, is like Ho-Oh has this like rainbow trail and stuff. And it's like, why? Why'd they do that?
It was early development, and they were playing around with stuff.
It's still cool. There was a lot there.
You're blowing my mind. I guess Togepi wasn't the original 150. Like that.
No.
The anime really fucked with my head there.
Totally.
I always assumed that.
100%. I was thinking recently that I want to buy a shirt that's just the Togepi design.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And I Googled it. I didn't see any that I loved, but like, it's pretty cool though.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Number 9, Hydreigon. I don't know what this motherfucker is. Longtime fans of the series know that the legendary birds from Gen 1, Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres, get their names in part from counting in Spanish. But this isn't the only time the Pokemon series has gotten multilingual with their names. The Dark/Dragon pseudo-legendary line from Gen 5 did the same 3-count name scheme as well, but in German. Dino, Zuelos, and Hydreigon. However, unlike the birds, the number of heads increases with each count. By the time Zuelos finally evolves at level 64, goddamn, feel like you've definitely earned its vastly increased power. That's kind of cool. I fell off at this point, but that's actually a pretty cool idea.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Number 8, Metagross.
Yeah, see, okay. These, shout out to the gamer, potentially. I'm not...
Nah, this dude's dumb as fuck. I'm gonna say it. This dude's dumb as fuck.
I know this motherfucker from Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, he's one of the Pokeball ones. Yeah, this is the Gen 3 one. He's cool, but I would have never. If you asked me, like, is it Stage 3? I'm like, I don't know.
I would be like, who the fuck? What evolves into that? I'm sorry for them. Number 7, Aegislash. Aegislash.
Nah, fam, this ain't it.
It's a Steel Ghost Pokemon.
Nah.
I'm trying to find where... I assume this is a Sword and Shield joint.
This one just reminds me of the... Isn't there a Pokemon that's based off of, like, a lamp?
This
reminds me of that shit.
Yeah, it's called the Royal Sword Pokemon, so I gotta assume this is a Sword and Shield joint. Number 6, Haxorus. Haxorus.
Cool.
Beginning as the adorable little Axew, powering up into Fracture. Fracture's a dope-ass name for a Pokemon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and finally setting into Haxorus, the Axe Jaw Pokemon is a fan favorite from the Gen 5 games, so there you go. Number 5, Dragonite.
Okay.
Cool. All right, now we're getting into known territory. I'm not mad at number 5. I think number 5 is an appropriate ranking for Dragonite.
Again, though, it is funny because, like, why? Why on the list?
Why did this happen?
What's the name of this list? Is it best?
I believe it's the 10 best 3 best. Stage Pokemon evolutions.
Because it's like Dragonite, I get, is loved and he should be, but it's like, are you really gonna tell me it makes sense that Dratini turns into that?
And here's what I'll say, right? I might lean towards where you're at in the argument, because, like, I don't know, man. I wasn't excited to catch Dratini. The reason why I was excited to catch Dratini was to get Dragonite eventually. But like,
see, my thing, just make Dragonite blue. That's all that I wanted. And don't make him all
blue. Pretty cool.
He really is just hung up on the color because it's his favorite color.
Yeah, you know, he's like, it's big. It's a big deal.
Like the tail to head. Like, if you remove the limbs, and you change the color. That's Stratini right
somebody
there. Dragonite.
Please Photoshop a Dragonite that has no limbs and is blue.
Also, really quick, I just want to point out, because this is our first episode of the shit list in the studio. Mm-hmm. When I do these one shots, it looks like y'all are like in like purgatory or some shit.
I know. Yeah, we're gonna have to make the font a little darker or lot darker, but it's cool though.
I like it. Next up, we got at number 4, Tyranitar.
Yeah.
I like Tyranitar.
Yeah. Gen 2 favorite, for sure.
Yeah. I forgot. What evolves into Tyranitar? I've already forgotten. I'm trying to find... It doesn't even say here in the article. This is one thing I'll throw shade for at the article. The article is talking about the top, like the third evolution.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're not giving context for the other ones.
If the list was the best stage 3, it'd be like, okay. But the best 3 stages... Charizard's number 1, though, I bet.
Oh, Larvitar. I forgot about Larvitar. Holy shit. Yeah, Larvitar evolves into Tyranitar. All right, going back to the list. Number 3, Gengar.
Damn, number 3.
Number 3,
okay, Gengar. So before we go, what the hell could beat Gengar? Because I feel like it has to be Abracadabra, Alakazam, and then Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
Yeah, I think you're on the money there, Tim.
That's a lot of Gen 1 love, but guess what, guys? Gen 1 fucks.
I'm going...
You're right, Tim.
Number 2, I'm going Pikachu, Raichu. Number 1, I'm going Charizard.
Dumb as fuck,
That's
man.
The problem. Mm-hmm. No one loves Raichu.
Yeah. He's just a fatter Pikachu.
And the show taught us to hate Raichu.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I feel that. Well, let's get into it. Number 2, Alakazam. Woo! Let's fucking go. That's what I'm talking about. Give my boy some love. I fucking love Abracadabra Alakazam. God, that naming convention, man.
It's great.
It's amazing. Which leaves us to our number 1, Charizard. Yep. You know what, the gamer?
You did it.
You did it.
You did it. And I want to show them respect for having a bunch that we just don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good for you guys. I trust you based on your top of this list. I trust you got a good head on your shoulders.
Good diversity of gens. Good representation at the top, right? Like having like the top 5, I think. It's very solid. For what me and you know about Pokemon, having it be Dragonite, Tyranitar, Gengar, Alakazam.
I mean, that's a great top 5.
And Charizard, that's a great top 5. And so on the ranking of is it the shit or is it shit, I'm going, it's the shit. Good on you, the gamer.
Woo!
Of course, this has been another edition of the shit list. Let us know in the comments below, what are your favorite 3-stage Pokemon evolutions? Of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett on the wins and twos. And until next time,
stay
it's been
shitty.
Our pleasure. Stay shitty.